Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News Time 825, Newsmaker 2-time here this Wednesday, and we're pleased to have with us LCAT Director Shane Bruner on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here as we speak.
Shane, good morning.
Hey, Shane.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, pleasure's ours here today because...
Oh, flattery will get you nowhere, Chuck.
Well, you're really excited, I know, because there's been, you know, some new-looking buses around the area here the last couple of weeks.
I've noticed those myself. Whose are those?
I think those would be yours.
I saw a cat on the prowl out there on the streets yesterday. Looked good.
They're finally done, for the most part. You're going to notice a few stragglers of the old design still running around as we wait to transition out some new vehicles we ordered from the state a while back, and that's been a slow process with getting back from everything that had happened. So we ordered those about a year ago, so hopefully we'll see those soon. So a little mismatch going on right now, but as we phase them out, it'll be the all-new design. Got Jaguars, Leopards, Tigers, and Lions.
Outstanding.
I saw me a lion yesterday.
I think that you may have seen the same lion I did. Huh? Yeah. Shane, why has this been such a focal point here for you the last several years, and how did this finally come to fruition?
When I came on board as the financial coordinator, the interim director at the time, Mike Holleran, that was his big project was to sort of redesign the look of LCAT, give us a sort of rebranding. As we left the Department on Aging and the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, all was kind of housed here. So as we became our own sole entity away from them, he wanted to rebrand us. So I was tasked with that, and then at the time I thought it would be cheaper if we applied for this specific grant from the state, and we were awarded it all the way back in 2019. And then the powers that be, we all know what happened the following years. So that's why it's taken so long. It should have happened quite a while ago had everything stayed the course, but some things are beyond our control, but it was always a rebranding, a re-imaging for the community and the way the community saw us. So we're general public transportation. We don't cater to one specific type of person or another. It's for anyone. So that was his goal, and I carried it on through into my tenure.
So how did the imaging take place? Was it a group of you that came up with the design? How did that work, Shane?
Yeah, so I got a hold of Manhattan, Atabus, ATA, and they hooked me up with a graphic designer, and him and I worked on basically the merging what we had with the cat logo, and we said the KDOT had its input. We came up with cartoon cats to begin with, and then KDOT suggested that we should go more with real-life cats, so then we went back to the drawing board. So there was never just like one and done. There was a lot of different variations, a lot of tweaking, a lot of variations of what the design ultimately came out to be. But I think we landed on the right one.
I was going to say, I was kind of hoping for Snagglepuss and Heathcliff to kind of join the fleet, but that's not going to happen. But
I like the Pink Panther up there.
There you go.
Well, the cartoon Garfield ones were very over the top. They were borderline Tony the Tiger. Like, we were walking a lawsuit line there for a second, so we decided to go with real-life cats instead.
You know, one of the things that you brought up during our last conversation on this topic, which kind of struck me, and I didn't really pay attention to it until you brought it up, was the fact that, you know, the long-standing design with the colors, either red or green on white, pretty similar to a lot of other, you know, different nonprofits or even business transportation that's already in effect. So this definitely helps you stand out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because of the position I'm in now, I'm more aware of those type of vehicles, or it's just those type of vehicles, like you said, the nonprofits and stuff. Like, it just seems like there's many more of them, and they're very simple designs. I mean, that works for them, but we wanted to definitely separate ourselves from them. And I think the full image very much is our own. And there's, like I said, before we did it, I said there was going to be no mistaking that it was going to be an LCAT, and hopefully I've arrived at that. That goal, you're going to look at it and you're going to know exactly whose bus that is.
And talking with Shane Bruner, Lyon County Area Transportation, LCAT, the new wraps on the new buses are rolling around town. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just going on the short time I was able to view one of the new buses yesterday while driving down 15th. and it appeared that the passenger windows you could not see in. Is that correct? But they can see out there?
That is correct.
Okay.
I was worried about that for a long time.
Yes.
Because I've seen versions where you can't see out at all, but luckily we definitely wanted to go with the design where they could see out. But they're very difficult to see into, so.
Yeah, I mean, did you do that for a reason? Is it easier to wrap that way?
No particular reason that that's
okay.
I mean, I thought I didn't want the windows to be black because I had been on vehicles at other transportation companies where there actually are like that. They're just a full picture that you can't see out of.
Yeah,
they just you want to look out the window when you're riding
around.
Yeah,
no kidding.
See all the sights.
I guess the question comes up here too, Shane. Is what's the public reaction been here? At least the people that have chimed in on the new look.
Overall positive so far, which has been it's been good feedback. I do enjoy a lot of people think that they're all new vehicles. So it's been a lot of comments that we got a whole new fleet. And they are the exact same buses that they were 2 weeks ago, but we've so much work and, of course, cleaning has been done to them to get all the old designs off that they do come across as brand new vehicles.
So you mentioned the LCAT fleet. So how many buses in your fleet?
10 vehicles altogether, which I believe that comes to 7 buses, 2 minivans, and then we have the Ford Transit van that does our county runs.
And those all are going to be adorned with the new wraps here by the time this process is over here in a few weeks.
Yep. So we've already got them bought and paid for. We're just waiting for the vehicles. So the check's been cashed. But as just like I said, as we transition out of these older vehicles into our newer fleet, they will all have the same design.
So, Shane, how has ridership been?
Good. So, looking back at March, that was 2,809 rides, and we haven't quite hit over 3,000 since, you know, the shutdown back in 2020, so we're getting right there, and I'm really looking forward to hitting that goalpost and then continuing back, but, you know, 2,800, I mean, that's the best we've done since September of last year, so, and it's good with the new 24-hour rule that doesn't seem to have slowed anybody down. It seems to be pretty well embraced by everybody, and so onwards and upwards.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you is, you know, the appointment side of things, and then also, you know, if memory serves me correctly, some of the TSA rules on COVID-19 should be coming to an end here very soon, really how those particular processes have worked out and what's ahead here for LCAT on the COVID front.
I know everybody's, at least the drivers, they're very excited to the mandate to go away. I mean, they've been wearing masks now, required for going on 2 years now. And so I know April 18th, Monday, is when the rule is set to expire. But on emphasis, that's not set in stone. They could come in 5 minutes before and say, we're going to extend it again. I think that's what they did in March when they extended it to April 18th. So, I mean, I haven't heard anything yet, so it's looking like that could possibly be the way it's going, but like I said, don't quote me on that. Anything we've learned, anything can happen in a shorter amount of time. But so that's set to expire on the 18th, so we won't have to mandate masks anymore. But
I know that you had been in the recruitment mode, like many area businesses. Are you still looking for help?
I think we're just about where we need to be. Dispatchers in terms, they were pretty full up here, and we got some new guys that have come on, so you'll see some new faces behind the wheel. And I think we're getting right back up to where we need to be, which has also been a great relief.
Yeah, there's a lot of people envious of you right now.
I know. That was, we're having to, like, shut down certain routes and stuff because we just didn't have the manpower to staff everything. So, the willpower was there. The resources in terms of vehicles and everything was there. We just couldn't get the people to drive certain routes. And I know it a lot of people were not excited about it. It's the hand you're dealt sometimes, but we're getting right back up to where we need to be, and we can get all our services back in full swing. So we're really looking forward to that.
Good deal. Shane, before we close things down, what else is coming here for LCAT that riders should keep in mind?
Oh, you don't think I deserve a break after all that?
Yeah.
Well, I know there's always something in the hopper, it seems like, so I figured I better ask.
Well, I know the governor just came forward last week with the Access Innovation Collaboration funding just came through, and she gave us an extra $12,000 to sort of finish off our camera projects. That's not really something that I'm probably the ridership is excited about, but we're excited about. Right now, we have to kind of manually go pull the hard drives and review the footage after the fact. this additional funding will allow us to kind of finish off the project so we can view everything in real time. It gives the drivers more access to get a hold of us as fast as they can with panic buttons, GPS. It's going to have a lot of cool features, but just need a little extra funding. Unfortunately, the building we applied for, we didn't get that funding. That's a bittersweet. It was going to be a lot of work, but like I said, we applied for that over a year ago, and I'm pretty sure probably the prices I put down on that application, as we see what the housing is and what the cost of a board is to build anything anymore, it probably doesn't reflect the market I'm in now. So, there's always time to try again. So, like I said, it's bittersweet. We'll stay in here at 402 Commercial a while longer, but that's okay. All my stuff is here, and moving's a pain.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, for your local transportation needs, LCAT, Lyon County Area Transportation, those smooth-looking new buses out there look good. Well, Shane, hey, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Shane.
Hey,
thank you.
Have a great day.
You guys as well, and the listening area as well. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Shane Bruner, who is the director of LCAT, Lyon County Area Transportation, on our Newsmaker 2. Chuck?
All right. Don't forget that here in just a little bit, we'll have Lyon County Historical Society Director Greg Jordan joining us with his biweekly appearance.